My name is Jomar.
My name is Migs.
And you're watching
Migs Out of Nowhere.
Hello guys and welcome again to another episode of Geeks Out of Nowhere. Musta, John? Musta?
Okay naman. Ano pa? It's a suffer pa ng withdrawal.
Okay. Ako rin ito suffer pa. Okay guys, musta rin kayo? At bago
muna tayo. Kamusta kayo? Handa.
Tala, bago muna tayo mag-umpisa, no?
Sige.
Pasalamat muna tayo sa mga ano, sumubaybay rin, nakisubaybay rin sa atin. Yung mga nakisabay sa panonood natin.
Thank you.
Night 1 and Night 2 live reaction for WrestleMania 40. Ayun, nakasama rin natin si Migs for Night 1. So, thank you, Migs.
Oo nga. Buti.
Hopefully, makasama ka namin na in the future episodes. So, yun. Okay, grabe the episode. Grabe pala yung WrestleMania 40, no? So, sige.
Oo nga.
We're now heading to the new era of professional wrestling in WWE. And
the Renaissance era. The Paul Levesque era.
Paul Levesque. O kaya Cody Rhodes era, sabi nila.
Cody Rhodes era.
Pero yeah, balikan muna natin, no, kung ano yung mga nangyari nung Night 1 and Night 2, ano yung mga ins and outs, mga di natin nagustuhan, and yung mga nagustuhan, mga moments na tumatak sa atin during those matches sa WrestleMania Nights 1 and 2. So, sige, nakarandaw na ba sa iyo yung mga matches?
Wala pa, sandali.
Sige, hanapin muna.
Puni ko isang cellphone ko.
Sige.
Grabe, baka pagkatapos sabag ko.
Sinabi
baka
sa
pagkatapos ng show na to, ma-cancel na ako, baka mabawasan ka ng listeners.
Di yan, okay lang.
Mga alam mo naman yung controversial ko.
okay lang yan, pero pinanood ba ulit yung Night 2 main event?
Hindi na ako nakapanood ulit, wala oras eh.
Okay lang, sige. Okay, sige.
Pero admittedly, may na-meet rin kasi ako kanina lang na same kami ng idea. So, I'm like, okay. So, at least hindi naman ako sa nag-iisa ako.
Sige. Pero yeah, pag-usapan na rin natin yan later on. Mamaya, mag-dedicate tayo.
Sige, mamaya. Dahan-dahan.
Dahan-dahan.
Sige, open ko muna.
Sige.
Grabe.
Pero, overall naman, we were entertained with WrestleMania 40.
Oh yes.
It's one of the 100%
one of the one of the best WrestleManias I've seen, I think. Like looking back, I think yes, it's one of the best. It's a sign of good things to come. Like, it's one of the few WrestleManias na napansin ko, not only did they finish stories, but they also started stories as well.
And then ang dami mong pwedeng i-permutate na rivalries. 'Di ba? Hello, John. Okay ka na.
Yeah.
Ulitin ko, daming pwedeng i-permutate na rivalries pagkatapos ng WrestleMania na to.
Yes. Which actually, nakita na natin sa Royal kanina.
Diba? Sige.
Sige. Nakabukas na sa akin.
Okay, so Night 1 muna tayo.
Night 1, okay.
Rhea
Ripley versus Becky Lynch.
Sige, what are your thoughts of this match? Ay, ito pala, sabihin ko pala sa'yo.
Very good match.
Sige. Si Becky Lynch pala, meron pala siyang fever niyan habang nakikipaglaban.
Yes.
Kaya pala medyo, medyo hindi natin pansin, pero there's something in the air during that match.
Yes. Hindi siya as energetic as she used to be. Like, akala ko parang wala lang, like, you know, medyo tumatanda na, pero when I saw that she had fever, kaya like, considering the how sick she was, like, maganda, magaling.
Pero yun nga dito, kung wala siya nararamdaman na sakit yun, siguro it's a one of the bangers of the of Night 1 yun, panigurado.
As it stands, it was really good. Like, I still remember the era na pinapanood ko Trish Stratus versus Lita, which is, you know, good, but Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch, kita mo na yung women's evolution. Like, ang ganda na. So, even if she was sick, I was entertained by their match. Like, maganda naman siya. It told the story.
Yes.
That was supposed to, you know, that they were supposed to tell. So good enough.
And it also cements Rhea Ripley's domination in the women's division.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's siguro,
out of 10, out of 10.
Out of 10, siguro I would give it ano, at least a 7. 7 at least.
Mm, ako nasa 8.
Na, oh, mataas sa'yo.
Like it's a bit higher for me. Na-enjoy ko naman siya. I guess it didn't baka naka-factor rin sa akin is simula siya ng WrestleMania. Oh. So I was hyped. So may excitement pa ako when I was watching it.
Ako kasi, yun nga, kung i-compare ko yung sa ibang matches ng WrestleMania.
Ni Becky Lynch. Yeah.
Yun nga. Pero it's a good match to set the tone of night one.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Definitely.
Okay, sige. Moving on.
Okay. Yung ano, six-pack tag team ladder match. Kamusta? Ikaw naman mauna.
Sige. This one is a very entertaining match. I tell you. Tarito, wala kang mapaglagyan ng kung ano man dito. Napakagulo pero napakasaya. It's a very chaotic but as well entertaining type of chaos na nakita ko.
Yes.
And then pero
I think sige, mas naiinis ako sa camera work.
Ayo, yung sasabihin kong isa, yung camera work.
Yes.
Ang dami ng pinakitang spots. Ay, daming ginawang spots ng mga wrestlers doon na hindi natin nakita. Dahil naka-concentrate doon sa ano, doon sa ring yung camera.
Yes. Pero ang minabasa ko, hindi ko alam kung totoo. I guess we should download, well, it should be pirates for a bit. Sabi nila, it's just for Disney Plus. Kasi sa the angles they were avoiding some of the product placement, but I'm not sure how true it is though.
I
think kailangan magpirata ng konti to see if it's the same.
Okay, sige. Tatry natin.
To be fair, hindi siya pirata kasi binayaran natin si Disney, di ba? So, we did pay for it in a way. We have a copy.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, we discourage it, but yeah, we can check on it naman.
Yeah, let's check it out yung US copy.
Yeah. Pero,
Anong ikaw, grade mo out of 10?
Ikaw, di. Your thoughts muna.
Same. Actually, same. I guess, sige, una na lang sa score kasi feel ko, ito na rin yung general thoughts ko. Like, I agree with you. Maganda siya. Spot fest, but like, good enough. Doesn't equate to the classic triple threat tag match nila Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys and ano. Hindi talaga, but this was entertaining. It reminds me of Money in the Bank. Parang it's a good way to highlight certain ano. I have 3 scores kasi dito eh.
Okay.
Yung 5 out of 10 kasi halos walang nagawa si New Day, masakit sa puso ko. 10 out of 10 because it gave us that ano, that moment in Raw na si Damian Priest, si Rhea Ripley, and then seeing it si R-Truth. Like, 10 out of 10 just because it gave us that.
But MVP nga ng ano na to, ng match na to is si R-Truth.
Yes. Sila yung storytelling.
Pero yun nga, the dark horse na hindi natin, hindi natin nakita yung pag-split ng title, napansin mo na siguro, na-predict mo na yun noong una. Or you speculated it, pero hindi natin
we weren't sure.
Pero at the same time hindi natin na hulaan na yung A Town Under makakuha ng SmackDown tag team championship.
Yes. Which is good. Actually this is a sign of things to come when it comes to the intercontinental match later on. Pero I think what Hunter is trying to do here is we'll give you some of the things now we know you expect, but we don't want things to be predictable. So we'll do things na unusual, but it's us trying out something. So I think it was a good decision, even if there are other better tag teams, but it does create better storylines. It's something new. It gives these two guys a chance to shine if kaya nila or hindi. So as a match, yung proper rating ko dito, is
7 out of 10. Sige. Ako naman, ibibigay ko to ng 8.5 out of 10.
I can understand.
Mataas siya sa akin kasi it gave, meron tayong hindi ine-expect na mangyari na nangyari.
At the same time, it
rewarded us, R-Truth and The Miz as tag team champions again. Diba?
Yeah, taasan natin 7.5.
pero yun nga, ito rito. Parang nung naging tag team nga ulit si ano eh, si R-Truth and Miss C, 'di ba? Parang naging
yes,
naging face bigla sila. 'Di ba?
Yeah.
Parang okay.
But if, ang ganda talaga nung ano eh, nung sumingit si R-Truth sa Judgment Day.
Tapos yung match nila, sumama na rin si John Cena doon.
Oo nga eh. It was a good match. It was a good
match. Yes, very entertaining.
Like, yeah. Maganda tong tag team na to. It gave us new lines. Mm. It highlighted new people. Mm. Like, you know, they could have thrown in the Dudley Boys there if they really wanted to. But Triple H really wanted to highlight the newer teams na.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it wants to push na rin siguro si Grayson Waller kasi wala pa siya championship, no? Ngayon ito lang.
Wala pa. Parang wala
and ito,
pa.
And it also gave chance for Austin Fury to shine.
Yes, to see kung kaya niya pa eh.
Yan. And kasi ako naman, no, I believe in Austin Fury kasi he's a hard worker rin naman. Dito.
Yes,
kung ano
yes,
man
yes,
binigay yes sa kanyang gimmick noon nga ni Vince McMahon, in-execute niya properly eh.
Yes. Ano lang talaga, I think as much as I hate using this, pero yung stature niya kasi medyo maliit.
Oo.
And it doesn't scream championship material yet.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see, kasi you know, over time, maybe this will be better. Like yung nga, sabi ko last na isa sa mga recent podcast natin, I think during live reaction, Eddie Guerrero is 5'8". So, it's hard to say na dahil maliit
five,
lang.
5'7 nga lang to, sabi mo eh.
Yeah, parang 5'7". Yeah, 5'7", tama. So, like, let's see. I'll give him a chance. He's a good talker naman.
Mm-hmm. Pareho sila. Madal-dal sila pareho.
true.
Ayan. Ah, sige. Next match. Hello, John? Hello?
Kailangan palitan ang wifi.
Oh, kailangan palitan ng wifi nyo. Next match.
Like, naglalag kami once in a while. Mm-hmm. Tapos like yung during WrestleMania, may 10 second delay sa akin. As in, dalawa na yung kasama ko. Sila, gumagano, yay! Ako, sandali, 10 seconds. Yay! Kay K-Ball, pakiayos naman.
Uh-oh.
Pakiayos ang internet nyo po.
Ilang Mbps
mo? Okay.
Baka kailangan nyo na
mag-create. Hindi, mataas to.
Taas.
The thing is, umaabot siya mga 100 Mbps paminsan. Like, wala. Malas-malas lang talaga sa area.
Oh, okay lang yan. Sige, next match na pala. Joke.
After next. Para mas mabilis tayo konti.
Uh-oh.
Ito, mabilis na. LWO.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, dito. It's a good match, talaga. Sabihin na lang natin.
It's a good match.
From the start to the middle. Pagdating ng...
Yes, exactly.
Last third. Wala na.
Because the ending just brought down everything for me.
May nagsabi nga eh, meron akong narinig na podcast, sabi nila, kung pinasok lang si yung dalawang NFL players at the entrance ng LW, okay lang. Okay lang. Pero they have a direct influence to the match na nanalo pa ang LWO. It's hindi siya
wala.
Mm-mm.
Like, gusto ko bigyan 1 out of 10 but that's not fair kasi maganda naman yung match.
Yes.
So I'd go like 5 or 6 out of 10 towards 5. Yeah. Just because I'll that ending.
I'll also give a 6 out of 10 because of that ending.
I think it's easily the worst match but it's not a bad match. Yun yung thing. It's the worst match in WrestleMania 40 but it's not a bad match.
Yes. Andrade
the ending good lang talaga.
Andrade looks good in here in this match.
Oh yeah. And like, yun nga, parang ito had so much potential for storytelling.
Mm.
Dominic versus Rey, Carlito slow at being angry more and whatever, like so much potential, but then it's so weird, like ang rami niyong face, may interference pa kayo, like
yes.
The ending just made, like, I'm giving it a 5 just thinking of the ending, man.
Pero yung siguro, yung forma na lang ni Celinda Vega, bigyan natin, i-rate natin ng at least, 10. Para sa'yo.
Oh, yeah. Like, sayo nga, hindi ko nga nakita entrance niya ng boy, eh. Like, sana may sarili siyang entrance kasi maganda yung gear niya kahapon.
Kahapon
10 out of 10 for that costume.
Kahapon
costume.
Na last, nung kahapon.
Ay, na isa araw.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, good. Pero like 5 out of 10, man.
5 out of 10, oo.
Okay, next match.
Next match. Ano na yan?
Brother match. Uzo first. Uzo.
Eto, dito, ang daming may ayaw dito sa match na to. Ang dami. Oh, marami ako nababasa na ayaw yung
match. True, dito. True.
Kasi naging super kick fest.
Actually, hindi yun yung sa akin eh. Ang sa akin was, someone actually posted exactly what I was talking about.
Mm.
They did too much storytelling naman.
Ah, oo. Yan na rin, yun rin naman.
Yeah, like, so much storytelling in that. The kickfest, I don't really care. Mm. Like, medyo nasanay na ako sa AEW to be bothered by the kickfest. Like, I understand it used to be a special move, but DDT was also a special move at one point. Mm. Even like a jump from the top rope is a special move. So, wala na akong masyadong ano doon. It's just that we know how fast the Usos can go.
Yes.
I've seen their matches with the New Day. They are capable of so much more, but they focus too much on storytelling.
Mm.
Which is weird kasi naalala ko when we did live reaction, I did tell you that like they are doing storytelling right now.
Oo.
But
they build, they
too
build,
much.
They build nga some ano, masyado naman ata nilang dinamihan yung ano, storytelling spots na naging drama na siya. Yung kung i-compare nga yung spot nila, spot nila dun sa spot na yung ginagawa nila, yung mismong match dun, compared dun sa spot nila dun sa main event nung night 2. Mas maganda pa rin yung spot nila nung night 2 compared to the match itself. Marami nagsabi ng ganun.
Actually,
pero,
yeah.
For a story, ano, for a storytelling, parang storytelling wise, it was, ano, I would be dito. Magiging kontrapelo ako dun sa mga nagsasabing pangit yung match, because for me, no, it's important to tell siguro the story dito sa WrestleMania na to, because there, ano, parang it will be a start of something bigger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, pero yun nga, naramdaman ko na,
pero yun nga,
it's the start of something.
Mm-hmm. True. Pero yun nga eh, bakit nila ginawa yun dun sa match na yun, sa WrestleMania na yun? Hindi siya yun dun sa hindi siya yung culmination. Kumbaga, ginawa siya yung start. They could have started it somewhere. Pay-per-views.
Like Survivor Series.
Yeah, pay-per-views before. Pero hindi nila ginawa. Dito nila inumpisahan.
Yeah, yeah. Sayang. Yeah, yeah.
Pero, still, it's better late than never. Wala namang,
yes. Like, if you tell me there's gonna be an Uso versus Uso rubber match in SummerSlam, I'd still watch it.
Oo.
Just because I know these two can go.
Yes. Yun nga eh, tadito.
So yeah, like,
yun. According kay Santi Zap naman daw, ang kanya naman daw, nakulangan siya because it doesn't have any stipulation. Like, for
example, yes, it's just ano lang, match lang talaga siya.
Match lang talaga match. Siya. Oh, filler.
Pero
siguro next time. Kasi parang yun nga, sabi ko lang nga kanina, it's cinematic, and then at the same time, it's a start of something.
Yeah. Like, alam mo yun, maybe eventually this will be a Hell in a Cell or a ladder match or what. I think kaya naman, but it could have been more, but I'm still invested in this too. I know this too can go.
Yes. So, with that, what's your
7 out of 10 sa akin. 6.5 to 7, mga ganun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
7 siguro, 7.
Yeah. I'll stick to 6.5 naman ako. 6.5.
Sige. I understand.
Yeah, he didn't give us the action that we needed, but yeah, it's a good start na rin for the, ano.
Yes.
For the rivalry of these, ano, siblings. Pero yun nga kasi, kinumpare kasi nila to with the rivalry, ano, sibling rivalries of ano eh,
Owen Hart versus Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, then the ano, the Hardys.
Yeah. Wala na compare nga Kane and Taker.
Wala na compare kay Kane and Taker. Okay, game. Next match.
Okay, so next one. 6 women tag team match.
6 women. This is what, di ba sinabi natin na para siyang squash match? But it didn't happen.
Yes, akala natin ba? Well, takot natin. Takot natin.
And well, yun nga, parang yung each spot nila was around a minute and a half, I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
So
like it was only given 8 minutes, so it's not it's not too long, it's not too short. Mm.
But it showcased ano how formidable these three women are, namely
yes.
Naomi, tito Jade Cargill and Bella Belair.
And on the women's side, I think Jade Cargill wins best ano best cost, best outfit hands down.
Sir Bella, Bianca pala, Bianca Belair. So yeah, hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
So pero yun lang no. Ako sa tingin for me no, nakulangan lang ako dun sa damage control because with that loss, hopefully no, ito yung mag-start ng kanilang ano, revolution to be mad, be more mad and dominate pa yung and make ruckus around the women's division. Kasi ito dito,
I really hope so, but after how seeing Shinsuke get beaten by Ilya, and yun yung character ni Shinsuke recently, di ba? Being fired up and angry about everything and wala
na. Hopefully nga. Kasi
hopefully. Hopefully.
Pero yun nga, parang sana nga rin eh, si Shinsuke maano din tarito. Ma-elevate nga.
Yeah.
He's one of my...
Yun nga,
pero yun nga, tarito, mabalik tayo dun sa usapan. Tarito. Nawawala tayo bigla eh. Okay lang eh, later on.
Okay lang.
Pag-usapan natin. Pero yun nga ay... Since yun nga, parang sis, ano lang, 8 minutes tapos ilang... anim pa sila doon naglalaban, so hope but it ano with that time they have used the time that they have
minaximize
they have used it efficiently that to showcase each and every one of their strengths. So yeah, maybe I could give this match around a 6.5 din or 7, pero yun nga
ako
7.5 sa'yo. Yeah. Pero yun nga. You can see ano, you can see their potential but you expect something higher, lalo na kay Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
And Bianca Belair. Hopefully nga silang dalawa maglaban eh. Yun lang gusto ko.
Eventually, I think.
Oo. Yeah.
It's too much or too obvious na magandang ipaglaban tong dalawang to.
Oo. Totoo. Yeah. Okay, sige. Next. Oh,
sa sunod na. Sami Zayn versus Gunther.
Ah yes, candidate for match of the night. This one.
Yes, 100%. So, I mean, what else is there to say? Like, ako 9.5 out of 10, maybe 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 for me.
Like the only thing that's holding it back for me is because I know how brutal the matches of Gunther can be, and this is kind of, I guess, different from the usual man meat slapping against man meat.
Pero yun nga dito, 'di ba? It elevated Sami Zayn's babyface reputation because of ano, pinakita niyang resilience during the match. Tapos
ang
masabi di pa dito no, una hindi tayo boto kay Sami Zayn sa pagiging contender niya rito eh. Kasi nga
we're
a lot of people,
it came out of nowhere.
At the same time, we're rooting for Chad Gable,
yes.
Pero tadito, during the match itself, biglang na-develop yung story. Isipin mo
yun. Yes.
Tadito,
yes.
Isipin mo yun, yung asawa sa kayong anak niya pinakita before siya papasok.
Yes.
Di natin nakita yun dun sa, ano, sa
saka si Kevin Owens.
Yun nga, yung asawa sa kayong anak niya, di natin nakita yun sa stream ng...
Really?
Oo, sa stream ng... Disney Plus. Yung papasok entrance. Before the entrance pa.
Okay. Si, kasi parang I vaguely remember them pero baka
backstage. Sa backstage na nangyari. Okay. Tapos si Kevin Owens lang yung nakita natin eh.
Yes, sa entrance si Kevin Owens lang.
So, yun. And then later on, diba, during, habang nagpo-progress yung match, doon natin nakita talaga yung ano, yung development of the story and how Sami Zayn is clearly the underdog of this match. Diba?
Mm. I think yung maganda talaga dito is this came out of nowhere, so that means Triple H is, you know, capable of giving us some things na he doesn't completely listen to everyone.
Yes.
Which is good kasi we want some of this. Like sometimes you want the, you know, expected na masarap na match, but sometimes you also want to be sanang galing yun. Okay, let's see how this goes.
Out of thin air.
Yeah. But as long as they make the story good, we're entertained as fun.
We're entertained. Yeah.
So yeah, very high match. Yeah. 9.5 to 10.
It's cinema at its finest.
Yes. This is the perfect blend of cinema and wrestling.
Yes. Lalo na yung ano, in-execute niya bigla yung ano, Brainbuster. For those people na hindi nga alam yung ano, akala nila kasi botch yun, pero that's ano, that's a specialty, Sami Zayn's specialty that was ano, he's been using since his ano El Generico days, pero hindi nila sinabing siya si El Generico, pero ang sinabi lang nila is natutunan niya kay El Generico.
yes.
Pero hindi nila yes.
Ang sa akin talaga masaya lang ako na the international, kasi ano ako eh, I've always been the IC person, like nakita mo naman binidala-dala ko yung belt ko nisang araw. It's I love the IC belt. People complained against this new belt. I was like, no, I want to give it a chance. And watching Gunther rise the stock of this belt, I'm so happy.
Yes.
Sobrang happy ako.
Totoo. And yeah, thank you na rin to Gunther for making the IC title relevant. For holding it for 666 days. Giving it the reputation now that the IC
workhorse title.
Workhorse title din siya. Tama ka.
So hopefully tuloy-tuloy na to under Papa H na they only give it to workhorse people talaga.
Oh, ngayon nga dito sa Raw nga, next week on Raw it will be Chad Gable versus Sami Zayn for the IC title.
Sami Zayn.
Yun nga, eh,
okay, okay, let's see how it goes.
So, parang lalabas na kada main event ng mga TV shows, kahit at least isang title na dine-defend.
Yes.
Which is good.
Gunther has been doing naman rin.
Okay, next month.
Okay, let's move to the main event.
Main event. The tag team of Cody Rhodes and
one of the greatest tag team matches in WrestleMania history.
Yeah, greatest nga ba? Well, let's see. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus The Rock and Roman Reigns. Yeah, what can you say about this match?
This was so good. It's the reason why I'm so unsatisfied with day 2.
Okay. Yes, it's so good. Kasi tadito it developed the stipulation for night 2.
Yes. And the match itself was brutal.
Uh-oh.
That's what I was mamaya na natin pag-usapan, but it was brutal. Halata mo si The Rock, like he's still gaining steam. Like he's not back to his old self, but it's good enough.
Yes.
I know that they brought it to the stands to, you know, to also give time for The Rock to relax kahit papano.
Yeah.
Kasi binugbog rin naman siya, but
it's a typical, sabi nga natin, it's a typical bloodlines match because of its slow burn at the start and then it will take you to the highest energy. Hindi mo mamamalala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And kudos to them, the slow start was in the people. Like yun yung slow start natin. So like good match, very good match.
And then yun nga dito, sabi kinakabahan nga tayo kay The Rock because 11 years since yung last match niya. And tadito, parang hindi natin alam if he will gas out if he will be gassed out at least 5 minutes or at least 3 minutes during the match. But because of the pacing of the match, nakakapahinga siya ng konti.
Yes, 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 yes. And that without is, sacrificing, oh, you know, that's the severity of the match.
Mm-hmm. And then yun nga ta dito, he was taking spots then and bumps.
Yes, 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 yes. Kahit papal
na. And hits. Dito he was 'di ba? Parang naka take pa nga siya ng ano, bump from a dito rock bottom sa table eh. Diba? Which is surprising
kasi this is a good match. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Considering his age na din.
Yes, yes, yes.
He never
After ng ginawa ni Stone Cold last year, like medyo tumas na expectations natin for, you know, for legends.
Yes. For legends. Pero yeah,
and The Rock brought it naman.
Mm-hmm. Well, condition na
but my god, 20 minutes for entrances, man. 20 minutes, 5 minutes each person.
Yes. That's enough. Give it to them to make,
I feel like there's a WrestleMania record somehow.
Pero kasi dito, that's how you raise the ante of tension of the match.
You make, like, if there was any wrestler in this company that can be given 5 minutes for an entrance, it's this four.
Yes. Mm-mm. Totoo yan.
Like, kung si Sami Zayn yan, baka hindi kaya.
Ubus na yung energy niya, kakaganon-ganon
siya. Oh.
Pumunta na. Okay.
Pero yeah, like, ano ako dito? I think I would say 9.
9. Yeah. I'll also give this match a 9. Ito.
Like, which is weird kasi I'd like to give it match of the night even though mas maganda yung match ni Sami Zayn and Gunther.
Because of the stipulation it will give on the next,
yes,
next night.
The story was so good in this
Pero yun, for being a banger and the yung tadito surprising development ng story, kaya ko binigyan ng mas mataas na grade yung match ni Sami Zayn and Gunther.
Yes, yes, yes.
If it's not the best, it's equal. Silang dalawa.
Yeah, yeah. Parang ano siya, parang Undertaker versus HBK 25 ba o 26? Parang ganun.
Oh, yeah. Tama ka dyan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay, night 2.
Night 2, night 2 na tayo.
McIntyre versus Rollins.
Ah. It was a interesting match considering nandun si CM Punk as commentator. Na hindi natin alam na may mangyayari pa lang.
Yes, yes.
And it's also cinema match. Considering nung tadito yung
I would give it
8.5. Yeah, I'll also give it
8.5.
I'll also give it 8.5 considering kasi tarito yung kung paano siya na unravel. And then yun nga pagkakasabi.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Pagkakasabi mo nga na tarito Drew McIntyre had got his WrestleMania moment. And tarito nabalik yung reputation ng Money in the Bank.
Yes,
as
as
a wild card, 'di ba?
Then yung
successful cash in ni Damian Priest to get the World Heavyweight Championship. It was well executed.
Sa maganda kasi dito. Yeah, yun nga, it was well executed. So, we've been hearing this lagi, like Damian Priest 100% will cash in during Money in the Bank.
Mm.
Pero like We were worried kasi like alam mo yung baka bigla lang out of nowhere nanakawin niya lang kay Drew McIntyre, but then no, it was executed perfectly. Drew was being a dick.
Yes.
Drew was being a heel. CM Punk wasn't in the wrong kasi alam mo yun, nakita mo yun nung una, parang bakit walang ginagawa si CM Punk.
Uh-oh.
So like nakita mo na he gave Drew the chance to shut up.
Uh-oh.
But then eventually napuno na siya, so that still makes him a face.
Yes.
So like CM Punk did nothing wrong and then Damian Priest comes in, cashes it in. Like the storytelling was good. The match itself, it's only because we know how good Drew can be.
Mm-hmm.
How brutal Drew can be in a match and how Rollins can be so good that we docked this some points, but it's a good match. It's a good starter.
Yes, it's a good starter then. And yeah, I want to also give flowers to Seth Rollins then because of how he made this championship parang
relevant
and desirable by other wrestlers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
pero alam mo, natatakot ako, admittedly, like I think Triple H is using this as a sorry, yung labi labs ko nagpapakit sa harap. Ay, lab. Gusto mo pakita ko sa'yo. medyo kinakabahan ako eh. Kasi nga si Damian Priest is such wild card. So, I think this is such a huge test for Damian Priest.
Uh-oh.
If he's gonna sink or swim. If he's gonna be able to develop a better character outside what he's doing now.
Mm.
It doesn't help sa day one. First draw after WrestleMania.
Mm.
I didn't feel him as a great champion.
Mm.
Kasi like mas nag-focus towards either Cody as a champion or Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth.
Mm.
Like hindi masyado na highlight si
Damian Priest
as the new champion.
Mm-mm.
And then it doesn't help, his next contender will be Jey Uso.
Mm.
Na completely green in the, well, I know he's not green in the main event scene, but he's relatively green. So you're going to have two new main eventers, and Triple H is taking a huge risk.
Mm.
Having these two. But I do like it that he's taking risk.
Yes.
If it's gonna pan out, let's see.
Mm-mm.
Hopefully it does.
Mm-mm.
But it doesn't help that R-Truth is just so goddamn entertaining. And like nasiing it siya sa title, sa paligiran ni Damian Priest na, you know.
Tapos bigla siya pa yung mag-
But yeah.
Tapos ibibigay pa ni Triple H kay R-Truth yung World Heavyweight Championship eh. No? Wow!
Huwag naman. I think okay na sa kanya sa tag team.
Pero yeah.
But let's see. It's a bit early.
Yeah, but with the twists and turns, no, what would we rate about this match?
Yung sa akin 8.5.
8.5, yeah. I would also...
Yeah.
I would also rate it 8.5. Yun, yeah.
This was better than day one opener.
Yes, better than day one opener. Because of yun nga, yung mga twists and turns and yung mga plot twist.
Wala
talaga ito si CM Punk eh. Hinubad niyo na.
Yun nga, pero hindi niya kasalanan eh. Oh my. Feel ko talaga medyo okay na kahit papano, but maybe not 100%, but I think should be better by now.
Parang yun nga eh, kung sinasabi kay Drew McIntyre na, laki mong kupal ah, pero hindi, mas malaki akong kupal para sa'yo.
Yeah. Like, I'm so like, yun yung kawawa si Damian Priest.
Oo.
Like, I think he's about to undergo what happened when Cena and The Rock happened when he was the champion.
Uh-oh.
Now there's just two amazing stars that's having their own rivalry na it might masasapawan niya.
Eclipse.
The championship mismo.
Yun.
So let's see if Damian Priest can, like, malaki yung mountain na kailangan i-climb ni Damian Priest.
Oo. Siyempre, with the kind of work that Seth Rollins put into that championship.
And then the other holder is Cody Rhodes, the biggest babyface. Like, it's gonna be hard, man. It's
gonna be hard for him, but I think he can do it. Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay, next match.
Next. The Pride versus the Final Testament.
Ah, okay. Wala tayong ina-expect dito sa match na to. Actually, kasi biglaan lang to. But it made it...
I'll give it 6.5.
Yeah, I'll also... Ay, siguro 6 na lang sa akin itong match na to. Later on lang siya naging entertaining dahil kay Bubba Ray. Kay Bully Ray.
And kay Snoop Dogg.
Kay Snoop Dogg. Kung ano na lang sinasabi ni Snoop Dogg. Lalo na yung sinabi ni, sa entrance nila Bobby Lashley, sabi, oh, you give me some greens, give me those greens. sabaw na rin talaga to Snoop Dogg eh. Pasaganda
nga kasi
sanda nga kung andun pa si Matt Riddle eh, para sabay si Snoop Dogg.
Oo nga eh, sayang na wala to si Matt Riddle eh.
Pero yeah, going back to that ano,
saka kasi
naging interesting lang yung match na to because of Bully Ray or Baba. Kasi kung wala
like siya, that was a good move by Triple H.
And yun nga, later on naging ECW tribute match siya because of how Baba
or, the tables
yes the tables, how he taught the Pride on how to use the tables.
Natawa ako yung nilabas niyang glasses niya.
Oo, yung bigla ang labas.
No, matalas si Karrion Kross.
Oo. Yung nga eh, there's a botch about...
Like, this was more entertaining that we, than we expected.
Oo. Tapos yung nga, may botch nga dun sa part na yun eh, dito, na, di ba, yung... Dahil sa mali yung pagkakaset up ng table, nung nilagay si Karrion Kross, biglang bumigay.
Yes.
Yung mga tao supposedly inaano na yun eh, terito pinapansin yun, pero with this match hindi eh, kasi parang na-entertain sila bigla sa nangyayari.
Yeah, like parang hindi ko napansin, pero supposedly raw nagbuburo yung entire crowd.
Oo.
Until napalitan yung table.
Oo. Pero yun nga, talito.
It was better than expected.
The bad thing lang siguro na naisip ko dito is that ano nang nangyari dun sa Authors of Pain na they just stayed lang on that stayed lang somewhere. Parang I expect na konti lang yung bumps na hindi lang naman ganun ka at hindi yung bumps na
yun nga eh, hindi naman sila sobrang binugbog, ang laki-laki nilang tao eh.
Para it doesn't make sense na walang katulong si Karrion Kross, tapos yung isa pang matanda doon na kasama nila walang ginagawa, nanonood lang. 'Di ba? Yun.
It's weird. Pero weird. This was equal to the LWO, except LWO match had more talent but disappointed because of the ending. Meanwhile, this was mababa expectations, but it got better because of everyone actually, except for Authors of Pain.
Yeah,
Tomas. But yeah, 6.5.
Yeah, 6.5. True. Ako nga, gusto ko nga
6 sa'yo, 6.5. Like,
I'll give it a 6. Okay, next match. Hello? Medyo.
Yan.
Next
match. LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
AJ Styles was never he's not the same AJ Styles na nakita natin noon. But he still delivered in this
match. Which is
sad.
Yeah.
Alam ko AJ Styles fan ka. Ako din. AJ Styles fan din ako. But yeah, it's an entertaining match na rin considering that the crowd is very participative, lalong-lalo na lalong-lalo na kay LA Knight, diba? So
sa akin muna.
I'll give this match a 7.
Ako 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5.
It was a solid match. I think AJ's the storyline kasi was so-so. I think if we give AJ Styles a better opponent, a story that he can really sink in, like it's a weird thing kasi between the two of them, like mukhang maganda yung build up with the house attack and everything, but like it never really landed for me. So I don't know, like I think maybe move on to someone else. Hindi ko alam ko ako lang, but hindi ko na feel yung rivalry between LA Knight and AJ Styles.
Oo. For me naman siguro story wise medyo hilaw pa yung development nga.
Yeah.
Hilaw pa yung, although yun nga nakita na natin yung glimpses of of their rivalry through yung triple threat nila with Fatal 4-Way kasama si Roman Reigns, di ba? Tama, Fatal 4-Way.
Yes.
It's a Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
And then, yun na, dun sila nag-copy ko na ni AJ Styles. And then, later on, gumanti si AJ Styles kay ano LA Knight sa Elimination Chamber. Mm. Sipin mo yun, nag-aksaya pa si AJ Styles ng plane ticket to Australia para lang gawin yun kay, kay LA Knight.
Yun nga, like, the story behind this should be so entertaining, but I don't know. It just never clicked to me. So, I honestly just want them to drop this and move on to something else.
Oo. Yun nga. Pero, anong susunod nito for AJ Styles and ano, LA Knight?
LA Knight, no? Let's see.
Let's see. Pero, yeah.
Si AJ Styles, parang gusto niya nga mag-retire soon, eh.
Yes. Mm-mm. AJ Styles has, ano rin, stated nga na, maybe this will be his last push before he retires.
Yeah.
Ano, nakakaramdam na rin siya ng sakit-sakit.
Mm. I really think it should be AJ Styles versus Finn Balor sa last match niya.
Yeah. Sana. If Finn Balor would have another singles run.
I really hope he does. Like, honestly, meron ako autograph cards na itong tatlo just because it's AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Finn Balor. Kasi the potential for these three is so high.
Oo.
Na medyo nalulungkot ako na medyo mid-card role sila.
Oo.
But I love these three.
But they're doing their job well naman eh. Ang problema hindi pa sila, hindi pa nila nakukuha yung tamang storyline to elevate them to the top cards.
Lalo na Finn Balor, I really want him to win a main event, like a heavyweight championship or something, just because I feel so sad na after being the first holder of the Universal or title or ako naman tawag sa red belt na yun,
Universal Championship,
he got injured because ano ba, na ganyan lang siya or something. Like, it was just such a stupid move na hindi man lang wrestling match ang natandaan ko. Like, it was just so, no, not stupid, that's so wrong, but like, it was such an unfortunate, injury.
Yes.
Sayang. So, I'm really hoping one more, event title run.
Oo, yun nga eh. Ang tagal na rin niyang walang singles title. So,
yun nga eh.
Hopefully.
Okay, let's move to the next one.
Move na tayo.
Triple threat match for the US title.
Yeah. This one is also a potential stealer match. And I
give it a 9.
Yeah, I'll also give it 9. Tama, 9. I'll give it a 9. Because one, ang ganda ng dynamics between Randy Orton and Kevin Owens na
Tarito
gusto nilang pag-initan talaga si Logan Paul. And then si Logan Paul because he was being annoying to those two. He's been...
Yes.
So, ang ganda ng dynamics ng match, ng first 5 minutes of the match, binubugbog lang.
Yeah. Si Randy Orton.
Oh, okay.
Randy Orton is having fun. Yun yung gusto ko dito. Randy Orton is just having fun. Kevin Owens is building up to something.
Mm.
Logan Paul is just being him, like weird, like surprisingly athletic, even though this is what, the 6th, 7th match we've seen him. Like, and the thing is, hindi nga to flippy dippy do the match, which is, dun siya sumisikat.
Yes.
Like, it's a standard WWE wrestling match, but he's still so goddamn entertaining. I wish Austin Theory and, ano pangalan niya ulit?
Grayson Waller.
Yung katag team niya, no? Grayson Waller, sorry. I was like, Grayson Graller. Grayson Waller, like, I wish they were there just because to give that oomph sa tag title win nila. But otherwise, like, very good match. Like, I love that the mid-card titles are getting so much, so much talent around it.
Eh nga eh. Tama naman tayo dun sa sinabi natin that the US title needs Logan Paul more than Logan Paul needs a US title.
Yes.
Pero
yes, like if Kevin Owens will just do a love-hate feud with Randy Orton for the next 6 months, I'm okay with it.
Oo. sa ata dito yun nga eh, those two doesn't need the title eh. Hindi na nila kailangan yun. It will degrade.
Yeah.
It's either that, ano, that, it will, the title won't add value to them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, you know, they won't do any harm to the title, but it's more fun outside around Logan Paul right now.
Yes, true. And then yun nga eh, parang akala nga natin si KSI pala yun nando sa but ano prime mascot yung pala si it was iShow Speed.
Yeah.
Di natin kilala yun. Ngayon lang natin nakilala.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting that Logan Paul is
key. Okay, let's move to the next match.
Tala.
Ah, sorry, go.
Okay lang. It's ano, it's interesting lang that
Logan go.
Oh, okay. It's interesting lang that Logan Paul is keep bringing on social media or influencers sa WWE during his matches. So yun nga, parang aside from it's a new era that halos dito social media, the wrestlers are becoming influencers and influencers are becoming wrestlers. If they have the talent.
I think here's the thing kasi, so I work in a marketing firm and honestly lumalaki na ang roles na influencers sa Gen Z.
Yes.
So I think like hindi ko alam ikaw but sa generation natin we look at influencers as wala lang like may inay lang sa internet. But the younger generation mas malaki na impact ng mga influencers na to. So,
uh-oh.
I think it's a way to, you know, get new eyes to the product, get younger eyes to the product.
Yes, that's true. Kaya nga ta dito, di ba?
Like, I think this is the opposite of what WCW, ano, ay, sorry.
Sige, go lang.
Ah, so I think this is the opposite of what WCW used to do. And maybe, up to a certain point, WWE, where they would bring older talents, older acts. Like si Kiss, dinala ni WCW. But at that time, luma na sila. Mm. So, I think WWE is doing better now by bringing in newer acts para mahatak yung younger generation. Because the older generation will watch wrestling for wrestling, not for acts.
Mm.
But the younger generation might watch wrestling because of the act.
Yes.
Because that will be like, oh, kilala ko to, but nandito to? Mm. So, they'll watch. So I think this is a new move of sorts and I think it's gonna pay off.
Yep. And I think no tarito, wrestlers nowadays should learn how to use social media properly. Utilize it. And utilize it so that it could provide them an organic push from people.
Mm.
Diba?
So I think some wrestlers already do that by, you know, pinafar din nila storylines through post.
Yes. Like Drew McIntyre, for example. He posted pa eh. Nag-post pa siya na tweet habang during his match eh. Bored at work, lol. Tapos biglang niretweet niya yun. Nagnilagay niya, fuck.
Talo rin siya.
Talo pala siya kasi. but with this match.
So like they know how to use social media.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Sige, next match na tayo.
Okay. Bayley versus Io Sky.
Okay. Bayley versus Io Sky. A lot of people are magandahan dito sa match na to because it's a classic technical match. Io Sky managed to showcase a bit of her Joshi wrestling style at the same time yung evolution niya as a wrestler napakita rin doon by doing some acts na tito out of her contemporary arsenal, kumbaga. And Bayley rin naman was able to show some innovative moves. Technical wrestling, kumbaga.
Mm.
That's why a lot of ano, some people na hardcore wrestler, hardcore marks or wrestling marks appreciate this match because of the technicalities that both of them shown in this match. How about you, John?
This was given more time than I expected. This was given more love than I expected. I thought it would be a bit of a squash almost, but it was way better than expected. Io Sky came out looking strong despite being defeated. Bayley was a good babyface champion, so like ako, I'd give this 8.5.
Maybe
8.5 or even 9.
Ako 8 ako dito.
8.
Simply because yung
like I liked it more than I expected.
Yeah. I'll give it an 8 simply because of ano, yung susunod na match dito mas mabigat.
Go.
Yun nga. Nasabi ko na, nasabi.
Yo.
Yan. Medyo nag-choppy ka na okay, sa ano, internet mo, huy. Joke.
Oo nga. Sorry.
Joke lang.
No. Sometimes, I don't know. Nagpaparamdam siya ngayong gabi.
Oo nga eh. Okay. Sige. But yeah.
Okay lang.
Pero yeah, kudos to Io Sky for being a formidable WWE Women's Champion. So, yeah.
Yes. And honestly, good. I love that the crowd had a good reaction for this match.
Yes. Lalong-lalo na for...
Despite knowing what's coming next.
Yes, oo. Lalong-lalo na for Bayley. Di ba, kumakanta pa nga sila nung chant ni Bayley nung...
Yes.
Nung nasa NXT pa siya. Signifying that Bayley has become a babyface na ulit.
NXT pa. Same with Io Sky.
Yeah, same with Io Sky din.
Yes.
Okay. Last match.
Okay, ito na. Main event.
The main event of the main event. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship. Okay. John, you go first. go.
I'm so mad at this match. Okay. Medyo nainis ako kasi nga I think I'm in the minority with this. I'm glad I reset. Kanina nga minamit ako someone who shared my thoughts on this, but we went through this so long of a build-up. We've been seeing 2 years of the bloodline, 2-3 years of the bloodline attacking people together constantly. We've seen bloodline go through so many wrestlers that should be angry at them until now. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton. Yes. Kahit nga si Drew McIntyre.
And even ano,
we've seen Rock beat.
LA Knight.
Even LA Knight. Oh my God, LA Knight.
Uh-oh.
And we saw what Rock did to Cody night after night before WrestleMania. Binelt siya, binugbog siya, duguan na mukha niya. Day one, main event. Pinugbog sobra tong dalawang to.
Uh-oh.
At dumugo pa si Roman Reigns sa ilong niya.
Uh-oh.
And now, oh my God! Oh shit, natalo sila day one! What's the Bloodline Rules match? Nakita natin to kay Solo Sokoa and technically nanalo nga si... Sino kalaban niya ulit nun?
John Cena.
Yung sa Raw?
Ay, Raw?
Hindi. Sa Raw, sa Bloodline match.
Ay, hindi ko alam kung sino.
Si Rollins yata eh. I forgot. Basta pinakita doon sa Bloodlines match ni Solo Sokoa na, you know, pwedeng magkumpulan yung Bloodline.
Oo.
Nasa sila!
Nasa shigapin.
Simula pa lang, alam mo yun, okay, gets. Why did they come out one at a time after so many years of ganging up together, one at a freaking time, and I know bugbog yung dalawang Usos. Nasaan sila? Like, isang, I get na napakaganda nung spot na yan, napakasakit na spot na yan, bugbog silang dalawa. But bakit after nun, non-factor na sila? The Rock came out. Okay, Tina, I can respect. Mm. Sumama siya sa bloodline na to.
Mm.
I love the Taker, and when I heard the gong, I was like, wow! And then, 30 seconds later, I'm like, anong ginagawa niya? Walang atraso sa kanya si Bloodline as far as I know.
But
I don't think they've ganged up on him as far as I know. I know that The Rock and Undertaker had a feud together, but we're talking about Bloodline right now.
Even him, like, even
The Rock had many enemies.
Even Roman Reigns and Undertaker had an history. Pero yun nga, it's not the Bloodline related.
There are so many more. Like, Triple H would make more sense kasi alam ko Bloodline has been looking down on Triple H. And si Triple H, like, pinapalinggan na si Roman Reigns when he built the World Heavyweight Champion. So I know this friction there. Triple H makes more sense than Undertaker. But yun nga, like, where's Sami Zayn? Where's Kevin Owens? Like, alam mo, if I was gonna book this, I would make the okay lang Reigns versus Cody first. Mm. But then pag bugbog na si Roman Reigns, have the Bloodline attack and must beat up Cody Rhodes. And then dahil lalabas-labas itong mga isa-isa na to. And then even bring in the new people from NXT as a red herring na parang, okay, eto na naman, may bago na namang Bloodline member. Mm. Siguradong screwy finish na naman to. Like, you know, just to add tension to it. They had so much time. And then like, if hindi lang sa spot ni Seth Rollins na I will be your shield, like, this would be so much lower pa, but like, I'm so mad at it. I'm happy that Cody Rhodes has his moment.
Yes.
But I'm like, this could have been so much more. And the 30 minutes they spent on congratulating Cody Rhodes and Cody Rhodes talking to the crowd, that could have been done as a post-show. Like, they could have used that to make this feel like Avengers Endgames. Instead, it feels like Civil War na parang 5 against 5 sila tumatakbo na maliliit sa airport. Instead of like, Avengers assemble, like, sobrang rami. And like, the entire Bloodline gets their own comeuppance sabay-sabay kasi ang rami nilang binugbog. But no. I'm sorry, like, sobrang sakit ng ulo ko kahapon pa. Like, sobrang, I'm so mad. And even worse, like, yung isa sa mga favorite websites ko, like, they gave this match an A, while the other ones that I loved were just like A minus. I'm like, no! Like, I don't care if... Tapos yung nga, may nagsasabi pa sa akin, malungkot ka lang ba dahil wala Stone Cold? I'm like, Stone Cold would have made it worse. Like, Stone Cold doesn't even factor into the Bloodline at all. So like, it would have been like the Undertaker. He popped, but he's not in the Bloodline rivalry. So I'm like, I feel like I'm so bad for not liking this match just because everyone's like, oh, it's the greatest match. It's actually kung finale started ni Dave Meltzer lalo, I'm like, what the am fuck? I alone?
you're part of the minority.
Like, I'm part of the minority. Like, and I don't, I you know, I love Simon Miller and the power of positivity and all, but like, I invested so much in this storyline, yes, and this is what happens. And Cody Rhodes, by the end of it, clean face, no welts, halos, as far as I know, I didn't see that much. Roman Reigns was clean, The Rock was clean. I'm like, nasaan yung brutality?
maybe we expected more for this match because of how the outcome of the tag team match on night one
day one happened. Like, you know, I wanted Cody Rhodes to wipe Rock's face and Rock's blood on the Mama Rhodes belt and give it to his mom as like, I defeated this foe. Parang, where is that?
It would also develop nga yung Rock versus Cody Rhodes rivalry. Diba?
Diba? Like, it would have added more weight to it. I'm sorry, like, I'm so mad at this match. And only because, the only reason why I'm so mad is it's a sign of how well this match all of the events leading to this match was so good.
Mm.
That's why bumaba dahil lang sa match na to. But any other time, I think this was match was amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, maganda siya. It told a good story. Magandang wrap up, started slow and then went fast. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm so mad.
Nanggigil ka dun. Yeah, nabuhos mo na lahat ng yes. Ano, galit mo.
Okay, ikaw naman. Makikinig naman ako sa'yo. Okay, okay. Tapos na ako.
Pero yeah, your rating for this match?
What to give it a 1? Hindi, pero that's not fair.
Uh-oh.
8.
Very decent. Very generous of you.
Very decent.
Very generous of you.
Like, given how much I ranted, di ba? You're like, 8 naman pala. Kasi, here's the thing. It should have been a 10. They've spent 2 to 3 years, well, uh-oh, 1 year developing this storyline, throwing in the rock there, throwing uh-oh so much more. It should have been a 10.
Yes.
Like, gusto ko nga siya bigyan ng 6 just because of how disappointed I am, but that's not fair because it was a decent match.
Kata nito. He, parang
7.5.
Binabaan mo pa bigla.
Bigla ko naalala eh. Gano ako galit eh. So, sige, ikaw naman. I think, alam ko mas positive ka to this match. So, go.
Ako, siguro ako lang pa dito. I would give it this, I would also give this match an 8 because yun nga, tarito, it should have, ano, it, is it, it's a 10, but not enough blood, that's why it's a date.
And we're not even talking about blood, as in, kasi baka mamaya pag may makarinig niya sabi, mga AEW fans, no, in this case, the blood would have added to the story. Yeah. Yun yung gusto ko, yun yung paminsan ayoko sa AEW eh. Sometimes it's too bloody and nonsensical.
Nonsensical.
Na, blood would have added to this story.
Oo.
Because The Rock made it important that there's blood in this entire fight.
Mm-mm.
That's why he kept bringing up, I will rub your blood on this bet. So it became an integral part of this rivalry.
Mm-mm. Diba? And then at the same time, yung
sorry.
Then, okay lang. Tama rin yung sinabi mo na parang bakit pa isa-isa yung dating ng mga ng bloodline, 'di ba? Pwede naman they have gang up on Cody, then saka darating yung ibang mga tao na kakampi ni Cody Rhodes, 'di ba? Then they have nagkumpulan sila sa ring, sa ibabaw ng ring, nakapila sila. Then with Cody and Roman at the center. Diba? Doon sila nag-ramp, tapos sabay-sabay sila nag-riot.
Oh.
Diba? Then, meron sa baba.
Ay, 6 na nga grade ko sa match na to.
Binigay ko pa sa iyo yung visualization ko kung paano dapat yung match na yun. Lalo pa tuloy bumaba.
Diba?
Pero, yeah, I will give it...
Like, my God!
I'll give it an 8 because of, how they were able to use nostalgia properly, because how they were able to utilize John Cena, even Undertaker being the spirit of WrestleMania, establishing him as the vengeful spirit of WrestleMania. Yun in the development.
Now.
Yeah.
Ginamit lang nila para mas marami siyang WrestleMania appearances, Taragis.
Yeah.
I'm so mad, man.
Yeah. Pero, it's entertaining and at the same time, this whole WrestleMania 40 is one of the most memorable WrestleManias of all time.
Yeah, like, alam mo yan, in that, so,
hello.
Even one bad match, and it was only spoiled by the ending. Like, that means it's such a good WrestleMania.
Yes. Very good WrestleMania. Yun nga. Overall, rating for this WrestleMania match, WrestleMania 40.
I feel bad after seeing this was one of the best WrestleManias, but I have to give it 8.5 out of
10. Yeah, 8.5 out of 10. Yeah, generous enough ako mga 8.5 or 8.75. Yeah, para 8.5 na rin ang rating ko dyan. Simply because yun nga, marami tayong mga napansin ngayon.
Honestly,
pero it's still entertaining.
Yeah. Alam mo, kung yung dulo naging 10 out of 10 yung basically ko ano yung sinabi mong scenario.
Oo.
10, like feel ko kaya ko to ay nga to 9.5 just because of how good that last main event was. But because it didn't, it fell short, I'm like 8.5.
Yeah. Fair enough, fair enough. But
here's the thing. Given that this is Triple H's Paul Levesque's first WrestleMania, it gives me so much hope for WWE. Like, I don't think Renaissance era started when Cody came there. I think it started when Paul Levesque had absolute control.
Yes. True.
That's the turning point for me. Not when Cody Rhodes came in. Like, yes, that had a factor, but the moment Triple H started his own ideas, honestly, it could even start with Black and Gold NXT. Doon nagsimula yung Renaissance era. It slowly went up to the main roster. Until now, ito yung pinaka turning point na ito na yung golden era ng Renaissance era. But I feel like it started Black and Gold NXT pa lang with Triple H being in charge there. It set the standard to what it's slowly becoming now. And I'm so happy. This WrestleMania is such a perfect example of what Triple H can do. The Raw after showed na we have multiple storylines ready and go ready to go. We don't need nostalgia to carry this thing. Yeah, Cena and Undertaker was there, but at least they tried to incorporate them in matches instead of just like, you know, hello, we're here. So like, it was I loved it.
Okay, that's a yun na yung ano natin final thoughts. And yeah, tama. Ako rin, hopeful din ako with this new era of WWE. Simply because as a wrestling fan, it made me love professional wrestling again. Like in the words of Michael Cole.
Yes.
With all those gimmicks and all those flaws before, we are now rewarded with such good stories, good matches that tarito parang sulit yung pagtitiis natin noon.
Yes.
Yun ang masasabi ko. And now parang
I just have to say Cody Rhodes as usual had the best outfit entire WrestleMania.
Riz lang sa mga wrestling gears ang pag-usapan natin, yes, Cody Rhodes is the best ko best in
pero mas gusto ko yung first day, gusto ko day one
actually yung nagpasira lang sa night 2 is yung
day one. Yeah indeed. But ang laki
masyado di ba,
like gets ko mini-mirror niya si Triple H. But like, they could have done that better.
Yeah, totoo. Pwede nga lang, itong part lang to yung natatakpan hindi yung mismong buong ulo niya Diba?
Yeah. Yung dito lang no?
Totoo. That would be enough. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, actually, yung gusto ko lang kasi talaga sa day one is yung Hylian Shield, which is, for those who don't know, it's a nod to Zelda. And then the combination of Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes, like
logo.
It's just a minor detail, but I love that they love that they made the outfit just for that. So like, it's so meaningful for me that I loved it.
Yes. Sana maglabas sila ng toy na may ganung ano no.
Oh my god, like the number of toys that I want from WrestleMania 40. Wala na akong pera.
Well, yeah. Well, no, with that, no, Tarito, we're very much excited with the dawn of the new era of WWE. So we're hoping for the best. Looking forward sa mga madidevelop pang stories and rivalries. So, and lalo-lalo na next year nga, mapupunta na sa Netflix. So, it will be a brand new product na mabibigay nila sa atin. So, ayun. And I think...
Yes. Hopefully, wala na akong 10-second delay pag ganun.
Oo, yun nga. Hopefully. Pwede tayong matinong watch party.
Oo nga. Actually, never mo pa naranasan yung watch party ng ano, no? Like sa bar?
Oh, ako, hindi pa. Ikaw?
Dude, like, even if at that, yeah, natry ko na, I'm telling you, hindi maganda yung quality ng video kasi umaga, but like, ang sarap ng feeling being surrounded by other people who's also cheering and happy and stuff.
Yes, totoo yan. And yun nga, thank you rin dahil naisip, thank you, dahil ikaw yung nag-isip ng ganitong ano natin, live reaction stream of format for WrestleMania. Kasi na-enjoy ko lalo yung WrestleMania. Kung ako lang yung manonood.
Yes, thank you rin.
Kung ako lang yung manonood, baka mamaya naantok-antok na ako, di ko na napanood yung mismo, di ko na na-appreciate yung ilang matches.
Like, naalala ko WrestleMania 39, like out of the ilang matches, may 14 matches, I think I only watched 4 or 5 that is like distracted ako. So, actually, that's also partly why I suggested the live kasi gusto ko lang may kasama na yung mapilitan tayo manood.
Yes. That's a good move. And thank you, John. Thank you for that. Sobrang saya ko.
Thank you.
Ayun. So, hopefully that other people,
next year ulit,
other people would notice us that we do such things. And sumabay sila sa panonood natin and makigulo sa kwentuhan, skip speculations and whatnot, diba? Predictions, yun. And I think we're good now, we're okay.
Yes, I think back to regular programming na in the next coming of weeks. Back to, you know, other stuff outside wrestling for Geeks Out and Nowhere, I think.
Yes. Yeah, we have we have so much more things in store for people aside from wrestling. Yeah. And yun nga, no? This coming weekend na rin pala, FPW Astig and MWF kasaysayan. So,
hopefully... Yes, and MWF.
So, hopefully, no? Yun nga, the hype...
I really wish makapanood ako.
Sorry. Pero yun nga, hopefully, the hype of pro wrestling that's being that's coming from WWE would translate rin dito sa atin through our local wrestling promotions. Yan ang wish ko. And hopefully they would utilize this phenomena ngayon that wrestling is cool.
Yeah.
Yan.
Sana nga. Yes, I agree.
Ayan, and with that, no, we end this episode. John, your shoutouts.
Thank you for the people who listen to us. I would just like to shout out to RJ Elgikari family, to my loving fiance who supports me. You know, like ngayon, nakatayo siya kasi kinuha ko yung upuan niya. So, nagsisenya siya sa akin, masakit na raw pet niya. Pero thank you rin sa mga paa pala, hindi raw pet kasi sexy pet niya, hindi sumasakit. Pero thank you rin sa mga kabudol namin na bumibili sa amin and continuously support us. So, we love you guys.
Love you. Yun. Thank you. Thank you. Ako naman, thank you to my wife for also supporting me here sa Geeks Out of Nowhere. And also our friends na rin from college or sa buong sulok ng Pilipinas. our Kendo community na din. So yun, shout out to them. And yun nga continuous pa rin na meron pa rin kaming supply rito ng t-shirt ng Muni-Muning and UK United Kendo Federation of the Philippines collab shirts. available pa rin siya sa Shopee ngayon with extra sizes from extra small to triple XL. So bili na kayo sa Shopee page ng munimuning.ph, or you can directly message munimuning.ph on Instagram. So yun. And with that, please like this video. Kung nagustuhan nyo man yung review namin, thank you very much. So please like this video. Don't forget to like this video. Subscribe na rin sa YouTube channel namin, Geeks Around Nowhere. And also please watch our previous podcast episodes. We also have our socials from like Facebook, Geeks Around Nowhere, Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. Wala pa kami sa X, or formerly Twitter. And yes, you can also listen to this episode via Spotify or your other preferred podcast providers. And with that, we end our episode. Again, thank you, John. Alam ko maaga pa yung flight mo bukas, at napaunlakan mo ko ulit kami ng
iyong... Oo nga. It's okay, it's okay.
Thank you, John. And with that, I'm Jomar.
Okay lang.
Ayan. And with that, I'm Jomar together with John, and we are 1, 2, 3. May delay na konti.
Geeks out of nowhere!
Oh, sumabay na ako. Thank you very much, John. Ayan. Thank you, John.
I think hindi yata sumabay. May delay ako. Tapos,
ako yung sumabay.
Yung, ano, yung lapat nung delay ko. Saka, ano.
Sumabay ako sa'yo. Ayan. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Sabi nga niya, no, CM Punk.
Yeah. Too sweet.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you. Okay.